On Monday, the town of Mancos held a groundbreaking ceremony for the town's second crosswalk across Highway 160 through the center of town. It's located at the intersection of Beach Street across from the Mancos Vet Clinic. Crews will spend about 6 weeks rebuilding one of the street's islands and constructing a second one. They'll also add signing, crosswalk striping, and pedestrian beacons. Joining me now here in the studios to talk more about this is Mancos Mayor Queenie Bars. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
Why is this crosswalk such a big deal for the town of Mancos?
Well, it greatly enhances pedestrian safety across our highway, especially for our youngsters attending school in Mancos that live on the north side and then have to walk to school on the south side. There was no access, and this will give them a safe access because it's right across from the school crossing. So,
in the past, pedestrian safety has been a concern in the town.
It has been. It has been.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, CDOT is working with the town right now, and hopefully there will be some more improvements and enhancements along Highway 160. But in the past and currently, there's fences on the south side of Beach. And so when the kids run across that street, then they have to either crawl over the fence or under it, and they're dodging traffic to get across there. So this will give them a lighted stop the traffic so that they can walk across safely, get into the middle of the street. There will be a barrier there, a refuge for them, and then the lights will continue on to the other side of the street so that they can get across safely. And hopefully, eventually down the road, we can look at another crosswalk further west of town, down by the Family Dollar Willow, so that we can get more people across the highway safely.
So I want to talk about what led up to the construction of this crosswalk in a minute, but it sounds like there was a long process to get here.
This started with the board back in 2008. A past board member, Todd Kearns, who was also our mayor pro tem back then, he was a driving force behind this, the safety for our children. And he was very, very involved in this in the 8 years that he was on the board. And we started in 2008. Looking at this, 2015, we started really actively pursuing designs and grant money, and here we are in 2016 and 17 being ready to go forward with it.
What were some of the challenges you ran into?
The highway, the main highway, because it is a state highway, and working with CDOT and getting access, being able to open up the bridge, the Beach Street on the south side again. They will be having access now off of the highway onto Beach Street, which, you know, it takes a long process to get that done mm-hmm. with the engineers. Mm-hmm.
So there was a pedestrian accident early in early 2000s?
Yes.
And how much of an influence did that play on changing the way pedestrians access the highway?
Well, that created the stops light at 184 and 160. Mm-hmm. Until we had a death there, we couldn't get anything there. It was just a flashing light for many, many years. And so that's when we had the death. Then CDOT came in and put in the stop light and the pedestrian crossing there. And so hopefully to prevent another child being killed, because it was a child that was killed back in the early 2000s, the CDOT is willing to work with the town of Mancos and get this other crossing in.
How is this going to change the feel of the town of Mancos?
For the board members, it's a big relief of safety. And I think it's going to give us better access from the north to the south. I think the residents on the north side of town will be able to, you know, instead of having to go all the way down to the Willow exit or the 184, they'll be able to, you know, get through in the middle. And it's just going to slow traffic down a little bit out there, because when the pedestrians are going across, right now the speed limit is 45 on 160, and it will slow it down because of the pedestrian crossing.
What advice would you give other small towns in our area, or in the West, let's say, on how to get projects like this across, looking back at your experience on?
Don't be in a hurry, because it doesn't happen overnight. And lots of planning, lots of studying, and be sure that you know what you want. We first just had a pedestrian crossing out there, and then they came up with the new flashing lights and the recessed refuge, and so that changed our price a little bit. So then we had to go after more grants, and it's something that doesn't happen overnight. You've got to take lots of time.
Let's make us Mayor Queenie Bars. She joins us now in the studio talking about a second crosswalk on Highway 160 in Mancos. Thanks so much for coming in.
And thank you for having me.